Now, life in Mexico does go on, despite all that we hear. This next report is about Mexico's official national sport, rodeo. They call it charrería south of the border. As a national sport, it's long been eclipsed in popularity by other disciplines, such as soccer. But Mexican rodeo is getting a new infusion of life these days, as the world's Jason Margolis discovered.
It looks like a scene from a spaghetti western. 8 Mexican cowboys on horseback, wearing sombreros, riding through a small town at dawn. Cars stop to let the cowboys pass. As the riders get closer, though, something looks a little different. The riders aren't cowboys. They're cowgirls, or charras. 21-year-old Gabriela Basurto Estrada is one of them. She rode horses before she could walk.
When I was born, Dad ride me to the horse when I have 5 months or something like that. But I start in the competition when I have 6 years old.
Basurto is part of a new generation of Mexican cowgirls. They haven't had to break into the sport. This year marks the 25th anniversary of female inclusion in the Mexican rodeo. I asked Basurto if she feels welcomed by the men.
Creo que, can I answer in Spanish? Creo que...
She says there's still a lot of machismo or sexism from the men. Basurto's mother, Sonia Estrada, competes on the same team alongside her daughter. Estrada says it was even harder for her generation.
When I started, the men didn't like it very much. They said, okay, you can ride, but do it first or last, and don't disturb us during our competition.
Women were sort of like an opening act before the real show began. It's hard to think of anything more macho than Mexican rodeo. In one event, a cowboy on horseback has seconds to chase down a bull running at top speed. The cowboy then yanks the bull by the tail, and the bull collapses. It's ridiculously manly. The women do things a bit differently. It's morning practice at the local lienzo, or bull ring, in the small town of Polotitlan in central Mexico. 8 women ride side by side at full gallop in near perfect synchronicity. 2 riders peel off, then 2 more. Horses dart past each other and twirl in the center of the ring. This is a choreographed escaramuza, a kind of ballet on horseback. The women's coach, Jose Estrada, explains that the women ride from point to point, tracing geometric patterns. Estrada shouts out commands, and moments later, the women burst to the center of the ring from all directions. It looks like they're about to deliberately collide in a horse traffic mashup. Then, swoosh, the women and horses smoothly skirt past each other. It's like the Blue Angels on horseback. And all the while, the women have been riding side saddle. In competition, they'll also be wearing ornate, fluffy dresses and sombreros. This might not be quite the same as throwing a bull to the ground with one hand, but 25-year-old Carolina Gonzalez says what the women do ain't easy.
Bueno, yo creo que es...
I think it's equally difficult for both men and women. For us, the speed, the crosses, and the twirls are very dangerous. You're always riding a horse. I mean, it's an animal. You don't know how it's going to react, but you have to maintain control of things. So the difficulty level is high, but with practice, you can do it without fear.
I also spoke with a team of teenage girls in town. They're kind of like the junior varsity squad. I asked them how old they were when they started competing alongside the boys.
Cinco.
Nueve, cinco, ocho.
Ages 5 to 9. These young girls are growing up more as equals and haven't been told this is a man's sport. They say they feel respected and included by their male peers. That respect came from the top.
Muy ilusionado estaba yo contigo.
That's Javier Basurto. He's the one who put his daughter on horseback at 5 months old. He's a forceful character and the former president of the Federation of Mexican Charrería. He helped transform Mexican rodeo. Basurto loves 3 things: his family, horses, and Mexico.
somos quienes mantenemos nuestras costumbres, nuestras tradiciones.
We are the ones who maintain our customs and traditions in Mexico. The history of Mexico was made on horseback. Charrería is a way for the countryside people to be involved in the big cities, and it should include the entire family, sons, daughters, and wives.
Basurto's words have had some impact. At the national finals in the Mexican state of Hidalgo, the women now compete in the middle of the event, no longer a sideshow or warm-up act. Although some men do clearly see the women's event as a halftime bathroom break. Still, the women draw among the biggest roars of the day from the crowd as their horses twirl, dart, and cross the ring. Gabriela Basurto says they've come a long way.
Estos años han reconocido como que el trabajo que han hecho las mujeres.
She says the men recognize now that women don't do simple things. And she thinks people actually prefer to see a woman dressed in a beautiful, fluffy dress more than they want to see a cowboy. She says the charras are actually more recognized these days by the wider public.
De hecho, por ejemplo, vas caminando la calle a veces.
Basurto laughs and says when she walks down the street in full costume with her father, a highly regarded rodeo star in Mexico, people tend to focus on her, and they think he is a member of a mariachi band. Times are changing. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Polotitlan, Mexico.
These women dressed in ruffles are totally unruffled in the rodeo ring. See a beautiful slideshow of the side-saddling cowgirls at theworld.org. This is PRI.